Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png.
All right, let's get out ahead of this one. We didn't play the horny video games that we said we were going to last week.
I was going to play the horny video game, but it was quite horny.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to.
Yeah. The great thing about the Switch is you can embarrass yourself out in public with a game like that, though. You know, you can really take your horny anime people on the road.
Yeah, I can really flood my basement in the chippery.
Yeah. Wet the seats of every bus in Sydney, baby.
I'm not catching a bus. It's coronavirus.
Okay. Well, wet the seats of every beautiful park bench.
Yeah. That's where I put my flaps.
That's where we store them whenever they're not in use.
That's where I keep them because I can't keep them in the house. The mist. The mist. The flap mist. Tom.
You are, no.
The fog.
We keep the flaps in the house. The flap mist is going to seep into everything, make everything smell like a pussy.
Make everything smell like a punky.
Oh, my soil. God.
Smell like soil.
Smell like dirt.
Smell like dirt. Smell like vegetable dirt.
Damn.
Smell like dirt.
Don't you guys love when you hook up with that lady and get that whiff of vegetable dirt when she pulls off her dungarees?
Don't you love getting with a lady and smelling a farm?
Yeah, I love being a freaking straight guy. Who else goes crazy for that dirt stink?
Oh, brother, this clit smells like a dead dandelion.
Oh, boy. Guys, you wouldn't believe it. The missus got herself freshly tilled, and that dirt stink is all over her, even stronger than ever. She smells like worms went through her and came out the other side.
Brother, my whole bedroom was like a soil cower.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when my girl goes to the bathroom, freshens up, comes out smelling like it just rained.
Brother, I can't believe it. You know what? You'd think you were standing in a silo.
Damn. Close my eyes. Am I in the middle of a meadow that's undergone some hard times? No, I'm just hovering above my wife's beautiful dirt stink pussy.
Call me a mole, because I love munching that crunch soil.
Yeah, gotta get in there.
And I'm blind.
And I'm blind. Anyway. Oh, also, if at any point I'm not pointing at where you are while I'm talking, let me know and I'll try and readjust because I'm blind. Anyway, back to my wife's pussy.
But that's only a direction for if I am pointing. If I stop pointing, I meant to stop.
Yeah.
But if I am pointing and it's not at you, tell me.
If I start pointing and that's going to look like this, and now do tell me if I'm pointing because if I'm not pointing now, something's gone wrong.
Anyway, I want that grid in my chompers.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love my
soil
wife.
Clunge.
Yes. I love dirt, my arable wife.
Oh, baby.
Fertile, loamy wife.
Yeah, my wife, she was looking to maintain her areas, so we bought a new combine harvester. Yeah. Now there's neat stacks of wife bush in the bedroom.
Oh, you guys want to go out and have a beer tonight? Oh, I can't. I got to stay home and till my wife. I'd love to, dude, but the time of the month is right that I have to stay home and till my wife with a variety of implements. Got to soften up my wife. I know, it's hard work, but you got to remember we got that wife stink.
Hey, man, that ain't a wife unless you have That ain't a wife unless you have to wear Wellingtons down there. All right, buddy?
If it ain't seeping through the soles of your cons, that ain't a wife,
that
baby.
Ain't a wife, honey.
Honey, that's a husband.
Honey, that's a husband.
Wives are dirt.
Wives are dirt. Wives are dirt. Husbands have either pussies or penises.
Husbands are... People.
Husbands have
husbands are people.
Husbands
wives
have
are dirt.
Husbands are people, and they have pussies and penises, and wives have dirt.
Wives are dirt.
Wives only have dirt. If you're a wife, you've got dirt. She is fertile, but not in that way.
No.
barren for child, fertile for seed.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta go home
struggle.
And shovel some pussy.
Oh god! Oh, home life's been crazy. The dog's gotten into the wife again.
Came home and the wife lawn was all torn up.
Wives are dirt.
Wives are dirt, man. Wives are farms and dirt.
Fuck, man.
I had a girlfriend once. She was mud. She wasn't quite ready.
Yeah, no. She's not wife material, no. Which is dirt.
Yeah. Wife dirt.
Oh, man. Who would have thought that I'd get a headache from laughing at wives are dirt.
Dwarves are made out of dirt.
Wives are made out of dirt.
Well, they are. Welcome. I don't know why you...
Yeah, okay. At this point, it's like, do we want to keep saying it? Because everyone knows it already.
Everybody already knows it. But for those that, hey, if any... hello, I'm white. If any of y'all need to hear this... Wives are still dirt.
Yeah. Hello, I am 22 years old and I've had a Twitter account for 35 years. Mm. How's y'all's days goings?
Anyway, hello, I'm white and I'm 23. Anyway, I'm finna go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. I love it like when Australian Twitter media people are like, y'all don't be ready for this. And it's like, dude, come on.
It's just, you can't.
Can't be doing that.
You can't be doing that. And we all know that it's, well, we don't, I guess, but everybody knows that it, like, it's appropriative, sure, but you're also doing it wrong and you look fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you're appropriating wrong. You're actually putting it on wrong.
You're doing it, yeah. Is this how you wear this boot? It's on my tongue. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
With, do you say, do people say, Av, or do they like spell it out? A-A-V-E.
A-A-V-E. They say A-A-V-E.
I thought so.
African American Vernacular English.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, but I thought, I was wondering because I had read it so many times and I was like, I know it, but maybe
okay,
people.
We get it, you read.
I know how as well. I yeah. didn't, I, yeah. So I know how to read as well.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I've done it too before.
What do you think is the
best thing about reading? How much I've done it.
Okay. So what, like, what are you reading?
Oh, the letters.
So
I've read every letter at least once.
Am I a book freak? I can't stop reading this alphabet.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of through it in. I'm into experimental reading where I'm imagining letters and getting mad at them.
Yeah.
Group.
Yeah, I'm imagining new letters. This one's tentil. Tentil.
Yep.
And it's pronounced like if it's in a word, it's like this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Tentil. Do you like tentil?
Yeah, I love tentil.
Blomky.
Welcome to bigsofttea.png. I figured that I should say it because, again, this is a podcast and that's what people do.
You get
welcome to a podcast.
Yeah. Do you know any good letters?
You did it again.
Tom sank in his chair.
Damn it. So swiftly to fuck up and also lose real world stature as you do so is it's a level of reality that I'm not ready to deal with.
Mm. Cool.
Thanks.
I told you about a cool game that I started playing the other day.
Oh yeah.
I was listening to music with my friend with my friend B. Uh-huh. We were making some masks, sewing some masks for the Crim Loaf.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on Take On Me by A-ha.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just singing along with it, going like, ha, 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 ha. B was like, that's
kind
cool.
Kind of an A-ha, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Hmm. Then I was like, what if, would it be good if I did it with like my real laugh? Like I was, I really laughed to that, like it was real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like the doot, 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 doot.
Do you want me to get a karaoke version up?
Do you want to?
Yeah, sure. Here.
And I'll just get ready.
Sure thing.
Me.
That's who's getting
ready. I'm ready. I'm getting ready.
All right, here we go.
All right. You like that?
No, not at all. The inhales are so bad. I didn't know that you were going to keep going through the inhales.
Oh, well, I was, you know, I like to be a master of my craft.
Oh, boy. Yeah, not a wasted second there.
So what are you like doing?
Oh, God, right now, sitting very still. Genuinely, I did fucking nothing today, which is impressive given the amount of things that I should have done and got almost ready to do.
Oh.
But basically all I did was gather some internet stuff for the podcast and then sit and then stand and then I sat down again but in a slightly different place.
Yeah.
But genuinely, like, I think part of it is that in the place we live, there's kind of the living room and the entrance down the bottom. There's only like two rooms in the house basically. But there's two floors, but it's a very small place. So we have the staircase. I'm explaining this to you.
I'm
by
so
the way.
Bored.
But what I'm saying is the toilet is upstairs, and that makes it That makes it feel like a task.
Yeah, well,
because I walk up there and I take a shit, and then I'm like, I'm done.
We've talked about this.
We have.
How I don't like going up the stairs to go to the toilet.
Well,
I just don't like going up the stairs to go to the toilet.
It is weird. I feel like it rumbles all the waste around in there.
Yeah. It does. That's why I always run up there when I need to shit because, like.
Or sometimes you piss in the kitchen sink.
That's not.
I've got some internet stuff here. Let's do that.
Okay.
Sweet. All right. And hit that theme music. Spin it again. Opa theme style. Oh. Tom Internet Deep Dive style.
Oh.
Hey, went on net.
Yeah.
All right, let's play that theme music.
Oh my God!
Tom Deep Dive. Internet deep dive. Tom deep dive. Internet deep dive. Tom went on the internet. I got some stuff here, Demi.
Tom deep dive. Internet deep dive. Tom deep dive. Internet deep dive. No, went on the internet.
I'm back on
internet deep dive. Opa deep dive style.
Today I was really glad you were out of the house because I found myself, like, you know when you come to and you've suddenly in like a third person view snaps into a first person, you're like, what am I doing? But I was just looking at the cat from about 5 meters away and just going, Opa David style.
I mean, you heard me yesterday.
Yeah.
Doing, what was that song that we were listening to? I think it was Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
What was it?
Always on My Mind.
And how's it go again?
Why don't we just pull the fucking ripcord on this anecdote, champ? Happened yesterday.
Because you heard me breading chicken to the tune of the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
How's it go again?
I don't fucking know.
You're ready for me, oven better. Bread the chicken before I go. And when I put the chicken into the pan, make a schnitzel for me and my man.
That's good. I got an internet deep dive here, Danny.
Hey, internet deep dive.
Internet deep dive style. I've been on the sex dolls subreddit again, checking in on our wonderful friends
over there.
You know,
a lot of people
there.
Would be worried, you know, if their partner was doing that.
Really?
And then just turning it into content as a very obvious ploy to keep me out of their business.
Hmm, interesting. Well, yeah, as long as I am, this is the equivalent of that guy from Glee who was like, yes, I was looking at child pornography, but it was to prepare for a role as someone who liked child. Why were you going to so many auditions for guys who looked at child pornography? You know, at this point, you're offer only, but for child pornography people, fuck, still one of the greatest swings of all time.
Was it? You think that was clever what he did?
I don't think it was. I think it is always funny to watch people be like, no, 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 that was for work.
I was doing the bad. Yes, sure, I was doing the bad thing.
I think you'll find that I claimed that child pornography on tax as it helped me in my job, which is as an actor exclusively portraying reprehensible pedophiles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stabbed that guy, but it was for my role in the reboot of Holes.
Yeah. I had to do it.
Needed to make one. Got to know what they look like.
Got to understand the hole before you star in one. I haven't seen the film.
It's a great film.
Okay. Been on the sex doll subreddit.
Shia LaBeouf's great in it.
Okay, fine.
Isn't Shia LaBeouf?
I don't know. I think so.
Pretty sure it's Shia LaBeouf. He's great. He's fun.
Shut up. I've been on the sex doll subreddit. This is one of my favorite posts that I've found there in a while. Here it is. This is by user how to pure question mark. It was posted 4 days ago.
How to
pure question mark.
Is it the words question mark or a question mark?
It is the words question mark.
How to pure question mark.
Yes.
Weird. I'm stuck on this.
I know. I don't know why, and this is gutting to me because I've just said that I'm really excited about this
one.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Please tell me. I'm excited about it.
And you've been like, wait, what? No, it's fine. I'm not really. Anyway.
As by you user, seem mad.
I'm not. I was just like, why are you stopping to have conversation about
this? You seem
really
upset with me.
I'm not really upset with you.
Seems like you are.
I'm not even regular upset with you. I'm not even the regular amount of upset that I would be entitled to be.
All right.
This is by user how to pure question mark 4 days ago, posted in the sex dolls subreddit. What is the absolutely fastest delivery speed available for any sex doll? Family is going on vacation. Family is going on vacation, and I'll only have a small window to buy one. Looking for something in the week shipping speed range. So this guy's family is going on vacation.
Wait,
and he has a time limit of about a week to buy and have a sex doll shipped to his house so he can secure it in place.
His family, like his mum and dad and little siblings, or his wife and kids?
Unclear. it's always a complete crapshoot between the two. Because sometimes on the sex doll subreddit, you get guys who are clearly, this is their whole thing, where some guys post a picture of my harem and then post about, conservatively, $25,000 worth of like soft plastic kind of piled up next to each other.
Oh,
but
boy.
Those guys have like enough dolls that they can't really care about the posing anymore. So yeah. It looks like when the toys pretend to be not alive in Toy Story. They're all just like, oh! Frozen in positions of constant shock.
And one of them's wearing a cowboy hat.
One of them's wearing a cowboy
it's
hat.
It's got a shark's face and it's like, I'm Woody. Holdy, holdy, holdy.
Yes.
Funniest moment in any movie ever.
And we do love the Toy Story films, don't we?
I love Toy Story.
But
I love Toy Story. This little freak loves drinking his fucking water.
And she's talking about the cat here, not me. But sure. Yeah, he does love drinking his water.
A little freak.
Oh, he's got self-conscious now.
Wet tongue.
Yeah. He's got this very small window, and he needs to get a sex doll kind of fired from a cannon into his house.
Yeah. Oh, that's a t-shirt cannon? Could you fit a woman in the t-shirt before you fire that thing?
And actually, now I'm revising my order. Can you fit this cylinder-shaped object that I have into there and fire it through the window of my house as soon as my parents leave? I have ever so much fucking of the pussy to do. Yeah, how would you get... If you were faced with this situation where you had a 3 days or so to assemble a chamber of delights, if you will, in your house, how would you do it? Would you get express shipping on a sex doll? Or
just go to the woman shop, right?
Yeah, you just head over to the woman shop, see what they've got in stock.
Yeah.
Put your fingers in one. Ooh, that's some good dirt.
Take my steel horse to the broad cavern. Grab one, strap it to the back.
Yep.
And strap it to the front.
Ooh. I think it would be nice to go home with a lady, you know, kind of one of those big tall ladies.
I think so too.
So she's jammed.
Are we agreed?
Yeah, we're looking for a third now. God. Possibly the worst Tinder bio I can think of.
Yeah.
Couple looking for a third. Avid podcasters. Yeah, driving home from the broad store with a real big one poking out the window.
Yeah.
You know, kind of packed the same way a Christmas tree is when you don't really care about the tree. It's just assembly. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few of them back there all folded in next to each other.
Tetrised in.
Yeah.
Which one gets to be the line?
I don't know.
If you put them in like that, they're all going to disappear.
What if you put them standing on the roof like a bike rack?
They're standing?
They're standing.
They're standing straight up.
Standing straight up on the roof, but it locked in a bike rack.
You're going to take its head off if you go under a bridge.
Oh, well. You know
we
what?
We don't really need that bit.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. Mm. What happens, happens.
Just put a basketball up there.
Mm. I wonder if you ever get tired enough of the sex doll that they just like, oh, no, let's put it down in the yard. It becomes a habitat.
Or just put a string with a tennis ball on it, on its head.
Really tall sex doll, just put one of those basketball hoops. Oh my god. There is no, I always think about that guy who is like, hey, so I have I'm going to buy this sex doll, but I can't have my parents think about it, so what do you guys think of my plan?
Yeah,
which is to make it look like a statue.
Yeah,
I think about him all the time.
I have thought about that again, and I think what I would do is like put a b-ball cap on it and be like, you don't remember having Jeremy?
Damn, Jeremy, the strong silent type? Look at these pecs.
Look at Jeremy.
You touch them once, they're jiggling for weeks.
But they do stand there and wait till they're done, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Jeremy. Mother starts setting a new place at dinner every night. Oh, Jeremy's busy in his room.
Jeremy's plastic face gets gummed up with the milk.
Hey, guys, just so you know, if you see Jeremy, don't shake him because there'll be some sloshing heard. We love our Jeremy.
Yeah, we love our Jeremy.
We love our Jeremy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's another post here. This
big
is
tit Jeremy.
Huge titties. So funny to have huge tits.
Yeah.
Wish I had them. Wish I had a big rack.
You can get them.
Looking at my laptop over these things.
You should have done that with that 3D model that you got. You should have asked for Fippa Duppas.
Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be so good. I mean, it's something I do kind of regularly is Photoshop my face onto like horrifically large-breasted women.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It looks so funny every time. Mm. Just my goofy bug being like, what do you think? Yeah. Yeah, no, I had some pocket change burning a hole in the old pocket and I figured, why not? I'm bumping into everything. knocking vases off plinths.
Can't hug your mother.
Can't hug my mother. Come in, come in, come around from the back. No, you won't be able to close your hands. Go for the waist. Go for the waist. You got to do motorbike hugs on me now because the front is, yeah. I mean, this is a mountain range that not even Hannibal could cross.
Listen,
this is...
I'm not getting rid of them, so why don't you get longer arms? She gets her shoulders done. Gets another segment put on her arms.
Yes.
Shit, her arms are just centipedes now because she wants to hug her son.
Yes, so many elbows. It's wrapping around me and my huge tits. Dude, I should get huge tits.
You should get huge tits, and then we have to find donors for your mum's new elbows.
Yeah. There'll be someone around there who's like, oh, I reckon I could lock these and call it a day.
She can take mine because I'll be on a little backpack on your back so I can always look over and see them.
You're going to be kazooieing.
I'm going to be kazooieing.
Yeah.
I want to keep my legs, though, because I want to be able to run you up a slope.
Yeah, you're going to need to as well because my back is going to be wrecked by how dense these things are.
Oh, they're going to be heavy, too?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Can you get light big tits?
Not for me.
All right.
I want to know these things are there.
Okay.
I'm going to get them put there the same way people wear a weighted vest to train.
All right. And are you going to get strong leggies because of these big fips?
I think what I'm going to do is have to set up myself with that Michael Jackson trick where you can do that cool forward lean.
That's the only Michael Jackson trick that I think you should set up. Okay?
Yep.
There's a couple that you shouldn't.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
We have another post here from the Sex Doll subreddit. If I buy an airplane seat for my doll, will they allow her to sit in the seat? I want to go out of town with my doll, but I don't trust the airlines to be careful with my doll. If I buy a seat for her, will they allow me to put her in it? Will I be able to get past security? And then...
Here's what you need to do.
What?
All right. You're yep. not buying the seat for the doll.
Mm.
You have an emotional therapy dog strapped to the front of the doll. And the seat is for the dog.
And the dog fucks the doll.
And the dog fucks the doll as well.
No, this isn't my sex doll, you freak. Oh my God, I can't believe you'd say that.
It's my dog's sex doll.
I watch my dog roar this doll.
Listen, I need the dog for comfort. The dog needs the doll.
Yeah. We are a symbiotic relationship.
And in many ways, the doll needs me because who's going to move it for the dog? So basically the doll just becomes a dog transport system.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the only way I think they're going to let that doll sit there.
Gotcha. One of the notes that someone had in the comments was, this is from The Real Zucks. Avoid all verbiage like doll. It's a fashion mannequin. Whenever you discuss it, used for photography. Ensure it's clothed completely conservatively, and I can't see why they would refuse this request. And then Diggy Zero Dog has weighed in with this. Just claim it's a posable mannequin. The ones who recognize it as a sex doll won't out you.
Yeah, but they'll know. And you're in public.
You're in public. And also, I don't think that people are going to be... I mean, it would be... I don't know that I would give up the armrest to my sex
don't
doll.
Don't let him on the sky bus. He fucks the plastic woman.
We could see him. Oh, he spent 30 minutes trying to angle her out of his seat, muttering about the Mile High Club. Fucking my sex doll in the airplane bathroom.
Notice the extra soft seat she has. She's butt-sitting upon her long flaps.
Yeah, she's flapped out. We got the extra one with the long flaps that kind of slammed down like Wile E. Coyote's tongue.
Look, observe the look of shock upon her face. Tisn't shock from a scene she has witnessed. Tis shock from the impending ponkus.
There is an inhuman presence on this flight, and I'm beginning to... Murder on the Orient Express, but one of the guys just has a sex doll. But you have been astonishingly quiet, mon chéri. The wind whistling through her mouth.
A mouse lives in there.
Yeah.
That'd be great if you were in love with a mouse and you let it live in a sex doll so that people wouldn't look at you with your mouse wife.
That'd be nice.
The mouse lives in the sex doll's mouth.
Mm.
Just comes out to chat. Do people walk around with their sex dolls? And if so, do they put them on roller skates?
Quite rarely, I think. The most bit? Ambulatory I've found people, I don't think people use roller skates because the posing of the skeleton of the sex doll is quite difficult, which actually brings me into another one, which is someone uploaded just a shot of their doll skeleton with the skull attached.
What about a wheelchair?
People, I think wheelchairs are used. I think mostly people just carry them because the sex doll is not
on their back.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I would just use the mouth.
Bowling ball style.
Yeah.
Maybe I would
drag her along by her hair like a caveman.
No, I'd wear like a backpack.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, wrap arms around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you just piggyback her?
Yeah.
Or she could piggyback you.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We yeah, never go we, anywhere.
Why are we making the sex doll get carried by us when we could get simply make the sex doll carry us to it? I mean, we're missing some obvious points
here. You know
what
I would do is put a wig on a bike, and then it's like,
have you guys met my new sex doll? It's a bike with a
flashlight. I can fuck it, and I'm keeping healthy. You know?
Yeah. You guys are going to really want to see this new sex doll trick I've found. It's this BMX bicycle that I've put a wig on, and then I've hot glued a piece of wet bread around the middle, and I just go to town on that thing.
How did you hot glue the wet bread?
Thank you so much for asking. First, you got to wet that bread.
Okay, yes. You're and what's really, step number two? I'd love to know.
You're going to want to apply a scalding hot layer of hot glue.
All right, and how does the wet bread, does the wet bread react well to that hot glue?
Not at all.
No?
It hates it.
All you do is you get wet bread and then immediately scalding glue on your donk.
Well, you wait for it to cool down, obviously. And then and before then the you make love, you're going to... Yeah. No. The bread doesn't fall off because the bike is on its side.
The bike is on its side, right, yep.
I'm not an animal. I'm not going to make love standing up.
Oh.
I'm going missionary.
How many animals don't fuck standing up, do you think? Fish?
You
don't
got
fucking
it.
Start with me. Fish.
Snakes.
And I know people are going to be like, fish don't fuck. There's evidence of fish that do fuck.
Yeah,
they
right.
They found, scientists found them, that there were fish that fucked. So cool. Don't fucking, don't.
Cool, man.
Don't at me. What else? Who else? Giraffes what definitely stand up.
Animals don't have sex standing up.
Horses definitely stand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty much a dearth of missionary style action.
Look,
I think
snake,
chimps
snake,
do
snake,
it.
Snake, snake, snake.
Snakes. Chimps. Chimps can lie down, I believe.
What?
Can chimps and apes do like
no
cowgirl?
Way. No. The chimps do like no.
I'm going to Google apes have sex in cowgirl.
Yeah. See what happens. See what comes up.
I'll check. Okay, so no, what I found is a sex position called ape.
It's where you fuck a monkey.
Demi, this is so funny. It's just reverse.
If it's real people doing it,
no,
I don't
it's
really
not. It's a drawing.
Okay, can I see?
It's
No, let me just show me.
All right,
I'll tell you what I see.
Here you are.
So it's a reverse cowgirl.
Yep.
But you put one of the man's legs over your shoulder.
Yeah.
It's almost a scissor, I guess. It's
I guess
like,
he feels like he's flying.
That's really odd.
It's so strange.
I don't know what that does.
Yeah.
She looks like she's playing his leg like a violin.
Yeah. She looks like she's cheating on him with his leg and he hasn't realized.
Yeah.
It is really strange.
Very
I mean,
odd.
It feels like this is one of those ones where they're like, listen, we got to have 100 of these just to make the deck of cards worth making. Let's call this one Ape and it's the same as the other one, but it's worse. I mean, maybe there's some fucking leverage there or whatever.
Yeah, there's what? That one where you rub your open eyes on their sternum. That's called owie dowie.
Yeah, you gotta wet that sternum.
Wet that stern. Dry them peeps.
I'm just, oh man. So I'm now Googling what animals have sex girl on top.
Yeah.
And here are the auto completes.
Could you change it to make love?
Yes. Do animals have G-spots? Do animals mate with their own offspring?
Yeah, the giraffe does.
It's what makes it so hard to see on the savannah. What animal mates the most?
Mm.
Do animals feel pleasure when they mate?
Well, I'll answer that one. It's the bloody kangaroo. He's got loads of friends.
All right.
You like that?
Yeah, it's
fucking
good.
Like that, you dog.
Okay, it seems aggressive. Why
are the end of your shoes so empty? Are you clenching your feet?
No.
What? The end of your shoe is so empty.
Why are you touching my foot?
Well, no, answer my question. This isn't a, like, are you cheating on me? I can't believe you went through my phone.
That is a normal amount of shoe to be filling.
Is your foot flat?
Yes.
That's not right. You shouldn't have. Tom has at least an inch and a quarter of spare room at the end of his shoe.
How much spare room should be at the end of a shoe? And already you're wrong because these are the most comfortable shoes that I've ever had.
Yeah, because you've got ghost toes at the end of your regular toes.
Anyway, just to get one of the autocompletes
one
of the autocompletes is, can a male human get a female dog pregnant?
Oh.
So that's nice. And also, why do animals mate so fast? Probably because they got something to do.
Yeah, they're busy.
Yeah. There should be a half inch between the end of your longest toe and the end of the front of the shoe.
Yeah.
So that's there. That's right.
No, it's not. That's not a half inch. You're mad. You're mad.
No.
You're psychotic.
I'm not psychotic.
I'm scared of you. I'm scared in my own home.
No, don't you say that, please. It doesn't. It's very hard for me to deny that in a way that doesn't make me look bad.
Tom's a head and a half taller than me, for those who don't know.
I'm very large and you're very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could always be larger, though, especially if I got those luscious breasts.
Luscious breasts. They'd weigh me.
Yeah.
They'd weigh a me.
Oh, my
They'd
God.
They'd weigh a me.
They'd weigh a me.
Just got a text.
Ooh, great. Great, Demi. Let's make sure to check it.
It's from Miles. It says, what a bitch.
All right, and that's...
That is him replying to me saying, I made you some masks for COVID. I made matching masks for you and your wife.
Oh, my God.
And he's written, what a bitch. And then after that, just the number two.
I respect it. I respect how Miles texts.
Mm.
It's so good.
Like a psycho.
Like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah,
he texts like a Mr. Snowman. Mr. Police, you tried your best and I wanted it.
He texts how he looks. Tom found a sign in our neighborhood that was written by our friend Miles that said, just in scrawled handwriting, you need SCOBY? I got SCOBY.
Yeah.
And then his email.
Written, if you want to picture the handwriting, picture like world building in a post-apocalyptic film.
Yeah.
And you're pretty much right on it.
Yeah.
Like,
he's also the nicest man alive.
So nice. But yeah, it was real good. Real good.
Having trouble with my eyelids.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm like, I don't know whether I'm nervous about something, but I keep like accidentally blinking one eye and then blinking both eyes and then being like, now I have to make up for it on the other side.
Oh,
it's
so
freaking
me
out.
Is it an irritation thing or is it like
it's like
you're getting a bit
because
I also
agitated.
Get like you have to match things up.
Yeah, I'm getting matchy and I wonder what I'm stressed about.
Mm.
Ah! Oh, it's killing me.
Oh, no. Well, do you want to do one last short internet deep dive and then we can get out of here?
Yeah.
Great. This is from the Startup Ideas subreddit, which I paid some attention to last week.
Yeah.
I fucking love it there. Real satisfying place. Here's one of their ideas. This is by user Laidback 3 months ago. Frustrating door. Some doors can be pushed open. Others need to be pulled open, depending on which side of the door you're on.
Hold on. In English, doc.
All right. Not all of us went to Genius College at the Moon University.
And let me get this right. Let me just make it clear. I did.
Yeah.
All of us.
I have an idea. Fuck. I have an idea for a door that will randomly need to be either pushed or pulled. Like half the time you need to push, the other half you need to pull. This would be very annoying to people.
I want to build houses for cunts.
Could be good for keeping people, e.g. employees, on their toes.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Could also be good for business meetings, making your opponents look like fools as they enter your office, giving you the upper hand.
Opponents? This yep. man's never had a business meeting in his life.
Absolutely true.
Opponents.
Yep. Picturing it like a fucking Sun Tzu style thing. And once I've installed the frustrating door, that psychic damage will debuff my opponent, so my deals will be much better than theirs.
What is there a name for this door?
Frustrating door.
That's all it's called?
It's all it's called.
I think we could think of a better name than that.
Okay, welcome to the cunt portal. No, what are you
welcome
thinking?
Welcome to the oh no hole.
Yeah. This is from Woman Lover 217.
Compensate for something there, buddy?
Yeah, this is posted 1 month ago.
Hello, I don't have a husband. And on to my question.
Casuallymarried.com.
Okay.
A website that allows you to have honeymoons with people you are attracted to without the hassle of getting married. The website will arrange everything for the people for a flat fee. How do you feel about it? Me and my friend came up with it as a joke, but I still want to have other people's opinion.
And we're not in love.
Yeah. Someone responded with, it's hard enough finding someone you click with using Tinder. Can't imagine anyone that'd pay to possibly ruin their vacation staying with a stranger. Not to mention, it sounds like it's based on a male's perspective. Women can go on vacation and meet, hang out with, or bang most guys while there anyway if they're so inclined. Either abandon the idea or pivot it to something like meeting people from your same hometown while traveling in other countries. And Women Lover 217 has replied with, well, it's not a vocation to go on with someone else. It's like a one-night stand service.
What? What are you saying?
So the business idea here is, what if, for a flat fee, you could go and have sex with someone somewhere?
Okay. It's someone who also
wants to have sex with you, but this is the classic dumb guy move of like, you know what? I'm sitting here. I want to have sex with a woman. Therefore, it follows that there's somewhere out there. There's a woman thinking, I would like to have sex with a man. These are two simple things to remove the pain point here. I should simply have sex with the woman.
We are asleep for one third of our lives.
Yeah. Like, I don't get this one. This is...
If I can just reach 1% of the female population, then yep. I will be getting fucked 24/7 for the next 10 years of my life. And all I need, sharks.
Casuallymarried.com is a website that's realized that some people aren't fucking and sucking, and we want to correct that. But also, it's somewhere else, so neither of you feel safe. Hey, God. Have you ever wanted to skip the abduction part and get right to the being taken to a second location?
Anyway, psycho shit, huh?
Psycho shit. Psycho shit.
Just men shouldn't be allowed to invent things, I don't think.
There are some really bad ones around from men. I think we haven't had a good one in a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm confident in the fellas. We're going to get back up there.
The last one's probably like the beer hat that you get to drink beer out of.
Mm.
I always wanted one of those beer hats, but instead of holding two beer cans and the straws going into my mouth, it's holding two kittens and it's got little hands that'll pat them when I pull the strings.
That would be nice.
It would be nice, yeah.
Yeah. Until one day you pull the string too hard, smash them.
Smash the cat neck.
Smash the cat right into your fucking side of your head. Kill all three instantly.
Kill all three of us, yeah.
Clap them right through your fucking skull.
The police are like, we do not know what happened here.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you guys seen Saw? I haven't seen Saw. But from what I've heard about Saw, this seems like Saw.
Yeah. But like, she's Saw?
Is she Saw? Is the Saw guy... Did the Saw guy run out of things?
He ran out of bad people.
Yeah.
He fixed everybody.
He got too busy fixing everyone. And now he just had all the traps.
Actually, let me do some self-care.
Yeah.
Immediate suicide.
I should actually do some therapy. Clack.
Yeah. That guy was on some bullshit. When they just, he got, he like kept a fucking doctor hostage and was like, hey, my brain is swelling, so can you cut open my skull while I'm standing here? And I've put a collar around your neck that if my heart stops, it's going to blast your head off.
Dang.
So don't fuck this.
So, okay?
And somehow this is a test for you.
Yeah. Well, also, okay, now, I have attached a collar around your neck to explode, and this is to punish you for your sins. You are going to have to ask me what an updog is.
But No.
I can't. I'll choose death before that. One last one, then we'll get out of here.
Yeah. How many more times are you going to say that?
Well, I don't know. I keep looking at the time and being like, oh, we could do one more.
Let's do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more. This is another startup ideas. Elevator pitch, but for dating. As by user Sidnand. I have an idea for a startup. It's like an elevator pitch. You and an investor get on an elevator together and you have the length of an elevator ride to pitch your startup idea. In my case, it's for dating. You have 60 seconds to impress someone through text you admire online. And after that 60 seconds, you won't be able to text them and they would have the option to either give you their phone number or reject you entirely. So the idea is kind of text-based speed dating, but also the worst, like, the worst way to meet someone you can ever imagine.
It's the worst way to date, and also there's no elevator.
Yes, and that's kind of where the whole concept is falling down for me, because it should be going up in an elevator.
Hey, do you think they ever do elevator pitches on the way down in an elevator? I always see them going up.
It feels like if they were going down, they would be heading out of the office. So I feel like if you're going up, that means someone's on the way to work and they're kind of, you know, ready to hear things. But if you're going down, maybe that's like bad manners. Because at that point, you're like, whoa, 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 I don't know. I may be wearing a suit, but I'm just a regular old dad now.
I think it's always bad manners to tell people your ideas.
Mm. What about your dreams?
No, that's actually cool. And would you like to hear about mine?
No.
Hmm.
I cherish you for not pillorying me at the time, but I did unsolicited tell you a dream of
you
mine
did,
the other
and
day.
You did, and I almost chided you, but then I didn't.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for doing that.
That's all right.
The dream was that I was playing the video game Valorant, and I had a sniper rifle, but I was missing so badly with the sniper rifle that my opponent simply approached me as I fired everywhere around their body and gently laid me onto the ground like I needed to go to sleep. Anyway, that's been this week's Big Soft.
Yeah.
This has been this week's Big Soft Titty.png.
It's been this week's Big Soft Titty.png. Right. We've got merch coming.
Let's actually finalize everything before we announce the merch.
Got merch.
We can say this. Yeah, okay. But just again, we don't have.
Got merch coming.
Just not. Next time you're thinking about making an announcement on the podcast, clear it past me. Because this isn't finalized yet.
We've got merch coming, and I sent the emails. It's basically done. So the merch will be coming and you guys will be able to buy that.
All right, that's been this week's Big Soft Titty.
I reckon about 2 days.
No, Demi, no.
Send it out to you guys.
We're going to see you later. Please
go to our Twitches.
Please don't email us about 2 days.
We have Patreon, and there's, if you give us $10, you get 4 extra episodes every month. If you give us 5, you get 2 extra episodes. And the merch will be ready in about, I don't know,
shut the fuck up.
24 hours.
All right, we're going to get the mag. All right, bye.
We're going to get the mag.